by Eyod and Miriam Fried, Lila Nishmas Yitzchak ben Yaakov Kapel, and Norman Tova Burak, Lila Nishmas Aaron Yosef ben Simcha, Nisham Shev and Aliyah. Starting Rishon Gimel Sif Beis, and please don't forget tuition.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm going to start with a leftover from Seif Aleph. It's a short topic. I'm not going to speak about it a lot, but it's very, very important because it's a big yesod for all of Ilchot Shabbat. And the topic is Psik Reishe Al Yedei Goy. The Rama, at the end of Seif Aleph, bring the case, if you have the pot on the Gechalim, can you pick it up or not? So he said, L'chatchila, you should do it with a Goy, and if there is no Goy, you can do it with Israel. So the sources for this Rama are a little bit confusing. If you're going to look in the Mordechai, there is two Mordechais, one in the Perek Ira, one in Perek Bamet Omnim. One of them, he brings the Ravya that says that when there is Gechalim around, you shouldn't do it, even a Goy should not do it. And in the Perek Ira, it sounds like you can do it with a Goy. And then he brings the Agot Maimonio that you can be, you should be Machmir Legamre. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like he's Sotem, that the two opinions that he brings, the Mordechai, are not completely arguing. They just mean that there is two ways to look at the Gechalim. When you pick up the pot and there is Gechalim on the bottom, it's not for sure going to be a Psik Reishe that it's going to relieve the Gechalim. So it might be that he just understood that since it's not for sure that it's going to be Psik Reishe, so you can make it with a Goy, because it's not for sure even a Psik Reishe. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Lemaise, seems to be more Makel. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Aleph says that Psik Reishe Al Yedei Goy is Mutar. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he says that the reason he's Makel, the Be'emet Alo Rak Psik Reishe Delo Nichale, Vasuro Min De Rabbanan. So if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, it sounds like the reason that the Mishnah Berurah is Makel here is because Psik Reishe Al Yedei Goy, when it's Lo Nichale, then it's fine. And Seif Katan Tzadik Tet, in our Siman, at the end, the case there is like putting a Kdera on top of the oven and then telling the Goy to lit the fire for the heat. And then the fire that he's Madlik Beheter gonna warm up the pot on top of the tanur. It's also Psik Reishe, and there it's a Psik Reishe de Nichale. And it's Mutar there. So Lichora Psik Reishe, even Psik Reishe de Nichale by Goy is good. So the Achronim struggle with this Mishnah Berurah, and there is more sources. There is about seven sources in the Mishnah Berurah, what exactly it means. If you want to look, a deep look in the source sheet. But Lemaise, I can tell you that the Mishnah Berurah opinion is not 100% clear, but in the Achronim, you for sure can find Achronim that Paskin Behedya, that Psik Reishe Al Yedei Goy, even if it's Psik Reishe de Nichale, that you are going to enjoy it. You can ask an Anju to do a melacha like this for you. Egos Moshe Chelek Bet Sif Siman Nunchet, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And when I spoke with Rav Neuberger, he told me that Rav Shechter is also paskin and like Psik Reishe Al Yedei Goy is Mutar. No limitation of Lo Nichale.
Still Doraisa, right?
Psik Reishe be Yehudi. But with a Goy, then maybe it's a We're not responsible for Melechet Machshevet. It's a special chiyuv. It's not a direct. The Isur of Amira is the Rabbanan. So how to define the mindset that the Goy does, it's another step.
Psik Reishe helps.
It's for a Jew. You can say Melechet Machshevet. But a Goy is doing a Melacha that is not defined by Shem Melacha Deoraita. And for sure, when you have a psik reisha, like it's one of the explanation for the Mishnah Berurah and Tzadik Tet, that when you have the pot on top of the oven, so it's psik reisha, but it's two separate maisim, like we discussed in Tzeda, that it's considered far removed. It's not mamash psik reisha, so it might be another reason that he was mikel there. But that's for psik reisha al yedei goy. That's, I had to say that because it's a big nafkamina, not only for back then that they use coils. It's a very fundamental yesod that we should know and take with us, like a yesod from that for Ilchot Shabbat. Psik reisha al yedei goy, many poskim are making even when it's nichale. Now we're going to start the shiur for this safe bet. Dinei chazara. That sort that in the pages they gave, it's starting at number four. Page number four. When we discuss Din Chazara, we need to discuss a few things. The first topic we want to discuss is what the nature of the Isur. Tama Isur. The second point is, when is the Isur start? Is it starting before Shabbat or only on Shabbat itself? What are the conditions for the Chazara? That's the third part. The fourth part is how hot the pot should be when you return it. If there is a chiluk between liquid and solids. The fifth part is what is the place of the chazara, that where can you bring it back? Is there a limitation for the place of the chazara? And the sixth part is din tocha ve din gaba. That's another complicated issue that Bezat Hashem will see how much time we have. And I'm going to try to go through all of the topics pretty fast and not to go in all the details. And if we're going to have time left at the end, I'm going to go more in depth in things that I think that should be get more treated more in depth. Okay, so for the basics. Tama Isu, what is the reason for the Isu of Chazara? If you look in the Mishnah, and Rashi in Lamed Vav Amud Bet, אבל לא מחזירים, in Bet Shammai said, מי חזיק עם מבשל? מי חזיק עם מבשל? What is מי חזיק עם מבשל? If you just translate it like simply, it looks like you're מבשל. People who are going to look at you are going to think that you're מבשל. The Ran in Tetva Vamud Bet Bedapei Arif also copy that Rashi. The Ritva also mentioned the Lashon of מי חזיק עם מבשל. And the Bishna Brua in Sif Katan Lamen Zayin bring them like the explanation for the Isur. The Rashba in Daf Mem also mentioned the Isur of Mechzikim Mevashel. Against them, the opposite, or not the opposite, the different opinion that we have is the Rabbeinu Tam B'Sefer HaYashar, Siman Resh Lamedei V'Resh Lamed Zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah knew about it, although he didn't bring it in the Mishnah Berurah itself, he brought it in the Shar HaTzion, Lamed Zayin. And it sounds like there is a machloket. Rabbeinu Tam B'Sefer HaYashar says that the reason for chazara, isur chazara, is shema yechete b'gechalim. Chashash chitui. And then if you're going to look in the achronim, some of them consider that to be machloket rishonim. The reason for chazara, if it's because chashash chitui, or because michzikim mevashel. The first one is the Or Sameach, Perigim in Lechot Shabbat. And after him, there is more achronim that discuss that and treat it like a machloket rishonim. Although the Or Sameach, I have to mention that the michzikim mevashel in the Or Sameach is not the michzikim mevashel that we usually understand. The michzikim mevashel, according to him, is that it looks that the item is being cooking, so it looks like the item is being cooked. Like it looks bad from the item itself, that it's like din in the cheftzah, not like the people are going to think that you're cooking. It's more like that the item being cooked, put in something that's going to be changing in Shabbat, it's like okay. Now, the interesting thing is that if you look in the Magen Avraham, all of the Siman, and some other Achroinim, they had the Ran, they had Rashi, and they ignore the Michzik and Mevashel. They just write Chashash Chitui, Chashash Chitui, Chashash Chitui. And the Egleta will ask, I don't know what they're like, nitalem mehem, they don't know the Ran, they don't know the Rashba, the Rishonim that discusses Michzikim Mepasher. So one dikduk that they have in the Tosefet Shabbat, and we can like go through that in depth more, but the idea is that it might be that many Achronim understood that Michzikim Mevashel is not a separate takana. It's not a gzerat chachamim Michzikim Mevashel. Michzikim Mevashel is just that when you return the pot into the kira in Shabbat itself, if you're doing a maise of netina ala kdera, it's going to cause you to do chashash chitui. So when you're michzikim mevashel, when you do something new, when you don't keep dine chazara, then you're doing something new, so you're going to think that it's a weekday. So if it's a weekday, you're going to come to play with the gechalim. And according to them, it might be that the michzikim mevashel is just a siman that you're going to be chote. It's not the siba, it's not the gezera. There was no gezera of michzikim mevashel. Michzikim mevashel is when you don't keep dine chazara, then it looks like you're mevashel, and then you're going to be chote. If you look in the source sheet, the Tosefet Shabbat mashma like that, and lichora that's the pshat in the Magen Avraham also, because the Magen Avraham repeat the idea of chitui b'gechalim, and he doesn't mention michzikim mevashel, although he had Rashi, he has Deran, he has all the Rishonim that we, not all of them, but the Rishonim that says michzikim mevashel, he saw. So it makes more sense that that's the way that many Achronim understood, the michzikim mevashel. It's not a separate takana, it is the siman for the chashash chitui.
That's the case, then why empty kara for katan, you still need all the other factors.
Exactly. By chazara, we have chashash grifa v'ktima, even if it's garuf v'katum, when you don't keep dinei chazara, because it's like netina lechatchila. Netina lechatchila is basically something that you're not allowed to do in Shabbat, although it's garuf v'katum, because Shabbat is a higher level of chashash chitui. Chashash chitui that we just learned in Seif Aleph was when you do shehiya, not when you do chazara. When you do shehiya is be'erev Shabbat. So if you do the grifa v'ktima, you're good. But for chashash chitui b'chazara, we have to keep more.
Also you're doing a maisa.
Right.
So you need a greater shmirah when you're actually involved in a maisa, as opposed to if you're.
I mean, you can do maisa also be'erev Shabbat, but it's not Shabbat yet, so the maisa doesn't have shem. There is a lot more to say about that.
That assumes you're assuming that chazara is on Shabbos.
Chazara, right? I'm talking about the normal understanding of chazara. That's the second topic. When does this chazara start? Yes.
Well, we're going to have a lot of anachronisms between certain things that are problems of Bechzik and Vashu, certain things that are problems of Shem Echad.
Not really, because the definition of the Rishonim that says Michzikim Mevashel, if we say that the Magen Avraham ignored the Michzikim Mevashel because he understood that all Tnei Chazara are the definition for Michzikim Mevashel to cause Chashash Chitui.
So he's not... Chashash
Chitui,
so then it's not...
No, but Grifa V'Ktima is not going to help you B'Shabbat itself, because B'Shabbat itself you're not allowed to do Chazara with no Tnei Chazara, although it's Garuf V'Katum. So you can't take the chashash chitui away. Whenever you do netina lechatchila, whenever you do a maisa that it's not attached to the shehiya, we are choshesh for chitui, even if it's garuf v'katum. So you can take away the chashash chitui if you do netina lechatchila. We need to discuss more. Maybe it's going to be more clear at the end, but there is two dinim. There is din shehiya and din chazara. Din shehiya, garuf v'katum, helps you that there is no chashash chitui. For din chazara, we have more requirements. That even if it is garuf v'katum, you still have condition, like don't put it on karka, you have da'at lachzir. Because we care more about chashash chitui, or if you hold that michzikim mevashel is a separate issue, so then you have a second gzera. But if you have an extra chashash chitui by chazara b'shabbat, so grifa v'ktima does not help for this chashash chitui of chazara.
So
Now, the second part is...
That only works if you're Garof and you leave something there, otherwise nothing can be Lechadav Lecholim. There's no Lecholim anymore.
Garuf is always a good kashya yeah. for tanur and for, and then you have the answer of the rishonim. If grifa usually, according to Balaam, for sure you have gechalim because it's just like yeah. on the side. But even according to us, that it's like mamash taking them out, you still have something left according to the Rambam. And right.
If you have something that doesn't change, like there's only one, there's no high and low, so there's no shemichat. What are you going to change? There's nothing to change. Isn't that one of the nakuminas they talk about?
That's gonna make it maybe not derech bishul, and that's another topic that we're gonna discuss. Because for dinei netina lechatchila, that you don't follow dinei achzara, putting something that was not b'shehiya, you just take out of the fridge. This is netina lechatchila, and for this you needed to be somech or something that is not derech bishul completely, and it's not. You're saying that according to the chashash chitui, there is no problem of derech bishul, but again, it's the same. If you do netina lechatchila, it's a problem unless it's din somech or it's something that nobody cooks on. So you're saying that if I can't play with the knobs, by definition, I can't cook on it. I'm not sure. You should judge each case for its own. Like kol mikre legufo plata. Many people say what you're saying, but I wouldn't say that by the fact that there's no knobs, by definition, they can't cook. Maybe.
In the corner, people who hold Shema Yichat as the reason, but they hold if it's Mitzvah Veralo, then it's okay?
It's a machloket rishonim.
Because, like, why would you do Shema Yichat if it's going to get worse?
Because the fact that you do Chazara is because you need the heat, not you want to cook.
But I'm saying is
you don't need the cooking, you just need the...
If you hold the Metzik and Mevashel, then I understand, because it looks like you're so good. It looks like, even though it might...
Adrabah, I would say b'mitzamek v'ralo not mechazik mevashel. Depends how you look at mechazik mevashel. If it's like din b'chefetz amitbashel, or it's din how it looks like. And that's the machloket Ritva and Ran. If mitzamek v'ralo is, it might be that they're arguing what is the definition of. But this is like, it's a good question, but it's not. We don't need to go there now. What the time of the Isur Chazara starts? So all of you probably learned the Tosfot in the beginning of the Perek. And actually, we should start with the basic. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Tosfot. So the Rambam is very pashut. The Dinei Chazara is only start in Shabbat. When you take the Kdera out of the pot in Shabbat, then you have a problem of Chazara. You need to follow the Dinei Chazara. Tosfot bothered with a couple of questions. First of all, in the Mishnah it says, if it's Shabbat, can you put efer on it? So Lechora discussing before Shabbat. And the second proof of Tosfot is the Gemara in Lamed Chet, ledivrei omer machzirin afilu b'Shabbat. Afilu b'Shabbat, mashma lo mibaya b'yom chol, that's the main machloket, but also in Shabbat. So mashma that the main isur chazar is erev Shabbat. These are the sources for Tosfot. And Tosfot says, according to this, the Isur Chazara starts before Shabbat. And then Tosfot bother, but how long before Shabbat? In the morning also? If I started to cook in the morning, so... So Tosfot says, two ways to understand. Or that when you took the pot off, let's say it's not Yad Soledet now, so the time that it's going to take you to bring it to Yad Soledet, that's going to be the time of the Isur. And the second approach is that not... This pot, let's say it's like 60 degrees and you want to bring it to 120, and this is not the case. The case is, even if it's 60 degrees, you take a look how long it's going to take you from 0 to 120. If it's 120, is that solid? That's assuming 45 Celsius. Everything I'm saying now is just an example. Don't take it literally, the numbers.
No, but it was even if it was at 120 at the time, right?
Hmm?
So it was even if it was not, I mean, it was in the middle, it was even if it was completely rosafas at the time.
Even rotachat, yeah. I just contrast that to the first opinion, right? So according to the second opinion, you need a time before Shabbat that you can heat up the pot from zero to Yad Soledet, and that's going to be the time that the Isur Chazara starts. So according to Tosfot, if you take the pot off the stove pot, and you do grifa v'ktima, you can put it back on the garuf v'katum unless you have the dinei chazara.
Well, according to Tosos, what is time? Because it came up. What is he? What does Tosos hold? Is the time? Is the final time though? Has to be ready by. Is it from darkness or from when you accept Shabbos? Because that comes up. Some people hold as barku or shah.
That's in the Gemara.
What does the Tosos hold?
Tosfos doesn't discuss that. But the Rama brings the Mordechai, I think they said before Barchu. So. Now, the Ran says, it's nice what you explain in Bet Shammai, that Bet Shammai said you're not allowed to do Chazara. But for Bet Hillel, to learn from Bet Shammai, that since Bet Shammai are also Chazara, even Begaruf Bekatum, so Bet Hillel that Shari, that Matri Chazara, in Garuf Katum, they're also going to have the same extra time. That doesn't make sense. To the Ran, he said, Bet Hillel Matirim to do many Melachot Erev Shabbat, that they continue in Shabbat, so it doesn't make sense to copy the Isur from Bet Shammai to Bet Hillel. So according to Bet Hillel, it doesn't make sense to... Even if you write Tosfot, according to Bet Shammai, for Bet Hillel it's not going to be true. That's the first Cholek on Tosfot approach, although he accepts their approach for Bet Shammai, for Bet Hillel it doesn't. And then the run in the Pe'arif in Daf Yudzayin, like 2 pages after, he brings the Yerushalmi. There he discusses on the Gemara in Daf Lamed Chet. It's basically the third way to look of Dine Chazara. So far we had the Rambam, we had Tosfot, and the run argue, although he accepts the idea. The Yerushalmi that the run brings hold that the Omer Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbat, the Pshat is when you took the pot off the stove 2 minutes before Shkia, now you want to bring it back, you want to put it back after Shkia, so now it's like Netina Lechatchila, because this pot was never on the stove pot when Shabbat started. So the Isur Chazara, according to the Yerushalmi, is going to be only in very specific case, when you took the pot out of the stove before Shabbat, and you want to return it after Shabbat started. And Oda B'yado, Da'ato L'Achzira, all of these requirements are only in this case. And according to this approach, the Yerushalmi, if you took the pot from the stove in Shabbat itself, you don't need to keep any Dine Chazara. You can put it on the table, you can put it on the floor, and you can put it back on the stove pot of its Garuch V'Katum. There is no requirements if you took the pot in Shabbat itself. That's the approach of the Yerushalmi, and the Rama rely on that opinion for the minhag that they used to have to be machzir on their tanurim. Although Lechatchila for sure said that they shouldn't rely on it, but it's an opinion that can be combined with other tzirufim.
Didn't you also require that it has to be, it has to still be hot?
Yeah, we're going to discuss that. That's Isur of Bishul. We that's the next topic that we're gonna, not the next, the Dalet, how hot it should be. It's a topic that related more to Shin Yud Chet, Dine Bishul. The requirement of Oda Rotachat is a requirement that has nothing to do with Dine Chazara. The only thing that has to do with Dine Bishul. That if it's cold and you hold it liquid when it's cold, there is Bishul Achar Bishul, so it's nice that you follow Dine Chazara, but you're Mevashel in Shabbos. If it's cold.
Okay.
We're going to discuss that soon. So just let... The Rosh adds a little bit. He accepts the Shita of Tosfot, but he adds like a limitation to Tosfot. He said that Dine Chazara starts, even according to Tosfot, it should start only after the food is ready to be eaten. Meaning, even if I will accept what Tosfot says that you need time before Shabbat, if the pot is not cooked yet, so I'm not shohe yet. There is no din shehiyah unless the food is already cooked. So after the food is cooked, then it's considered mushe, and then if you take it, you need to keep dinei chazara when you put it back. But if the food is not cooked yet, it's not considered shehiyah yet. I'm cooking now, I'm not shohe, I'm not mashe now. And that's why the Rosh add limitation to the Tosfot. Even if you hold like Tosfot, the Isur is going to start only after it's fully cooked, and there is this time before Shabbat that you need to keep Dinei Chazara. But if it's not fully cooked, even if it's like 20 minutes before Shabbat, it's not considered Hashaya, So if it's going to be fully cooked a minute before Shabbat, then the Ashaya is going to start, and then the Dinei Chazara is going to start. But if it's not cooked yet, you can be machzir, because it's not cooked yet, and it doesn't call Shehiyah. The Bet Yosef brings all of the opinion. He said that the Rambam argued with the Tosfot and the Ramban. And then at the end he brings Chidush in the name of not in it's not a Chidush, it's the Rambam. That's very important. Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rambam brings the din of it's based on Tosefta, I think. מותר להחזיר מקירה לקירה, אפילו מקירה שאבלה מועט, לקירה שאבלה מרובה. And the Gemara brings it להלכה, that when you, let's say your kira is not working so well, it's hot, but you want to move it to a different element of השהיה. You have two platot, you have two hot plates. You want to move from, is it considered hachzara? You need to have dine hachzara. And even if you need, can you put it in a new place? So the Rambam says yes. But Rabbeinu Yerucham says it in Yerushalmi, the opposite. So it's basically machloket Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Gemara brings the Rambam. So lemaise, that's what many poskim hold. And that's what happened when somebody's plata is went off, or so he can move it to his neighbor. Although some poskim said that if the electricity went off, it's considered like munach al gabe karka. Some poskim are machmir, but lemaise, many poskim are mekel. So if somebody stuck, you can move it to a different plata or other elements of hashaya, as long as it's the same level. You can't move from hashaya l'atmana. Now, the third part. What are the conditions that you need when you do chazara in Shabbat? So we have the Gemara in Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. All of you learned the Gemara. The first opinion is that Rabbi Tadai. Rabbi Tadai hold that the only requirement is לא שנו אלא שעודן בידו, אבל הניחן על גבי קרקע אסור. The only requirement for חזרה is that you don't put it on the floor. Don't need anything else. And שולחן ערוך, if you skip the words of the רמה in the שולחן ערוך, so that's what the שולחן ערוך hold למה, it's like the רמב״ם. אבל בשבת מותר להחזיר כל זמן שהיא רותחת. רותחת, the requirement to be רותחת, that's the requirement that has to do with dine bishul, that it shouldn't be mevashel because it's liquid. So if it's not roteach, it's going to be mevashel. So we're not discussing isur bishul, we're discussing chazara. So the only requirement, after it's rotachat, if you skip the lashon of the rema, ולא יניחה על גבי קרקע, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha, that the only requirement that you need is לא יניחה על גבי קרקע. Now we continue in the Gemara, and then we see that Rabbi Yochanan is more makel. Rabbi Yochanan said that even in Ichal Gabe Karka is mutar. So Rabbi Yochanan is mamash argue with the whole concept of Chazara Lichora. He doesn't need any requirement. And then after Rabbi Yochanan, we have Rav Dimi and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. One of them said holding in the hand is good, Al Gabe Karka is not good. And the other one says that Nichan Al Gabe Karka is also mutar. And then another machloket. Even if we hold like Odan Biyado Mutar, you need Da'at. You need Yad and Da'at. You need Tartele Tivutai. You need to hold it in your hand and have in mind to be Machzir. But if you have only one of them, it's Asur. And then the Ikadam we hold that you just need one requirement. Adam Adar Gabe Karka Asur, Amara She'en Da'ato Lachzir. Aval Da'ato Lachzir Mutar. Even if it's on the Karka, if you have in mind to be Machzir, that's fine. And the Rema, based on the Gif and the Rosh, that are passing like the more Machmir opinion, that you need the two requirements. The Rama adds between the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Oda Biyado, Vedaato Lachzira. So you need three conditions according to the ומה? הודה בידו, לא נחל גבי קרקע, ודעתו להחזירם. It's a little interesting here that the Shulchan Aruch follow the Rambam against the Rosh and the Rif. It's against his whole concept. But it might be that because he saw and he brings it down in the Bet Yosef that the Shita of Bala Turma is to be Meikel Legamre. So although he didn't want to pass like the Bala Turma, but it basically balanced the Chumrah. Now, Lemaise, although the Rama is paskin in like the more machmir opinion, Biur Halacha said that although the Bet Yosef brought the Bala Truma, that Da'at is enough, even if you put it on Karka, the Bala Truma is paskin like the Meikel opinion, that if you have in mind to be machzir, even if you put it on the Karka, it's fine. And the Bet Yosef didn't find any friend to the Bala Truma, so he was afraid to paskin like Bala Truma, or he didn't want to bring it, and the Rama didn't want to bring it. So the Biur Halacha find friends to the Bala Truma, and he says that he is not the only one. And בחידוש הערה נביא כאן בשם הרעה, וכך כתב בשלטי גיבורים בשם אריאז, וכן ידעת המאירי, וכן התוספות בפרק באמת אומנים. So we hold like the second opinion in the name of Chizkiah that Oda Biyado, that when you have in mind, even if you put it on the karka, if you have in mind, it's enough. And that's the conclusion of the Biur Halacha. ולפי זה אפשר שיש להקל במילתא דרבנן, ובדעתו להחזיר אף שניחה על גבי קרקע, או שעודן בידו ולא ידעתו להחזיר, רק שסילקה יכול להחזיר. When you have only one letivuta, למעשה, if you, be the avid case, if somebody took the pot, even if they put it on the floor and they had in mind to bring it back, or when they have it in their hand and they didn't know that they want to return it, they put it back. Let's say they took the pot from the blech or whatever they wherever they put it. They took the soup and they were pouring the soup, and now they said, wait, we have a guest going to come in 2 hours, so maybe we should put it back. So they didn't have in mind to put it back when they took it from the hat, the plata. If it's biyado, it's enough. That's the conclusion of the Biur Halacha. Now, but what is the definition of table? The Gemara is mesupeket, and he called gabe safsal, and he called gabe. So it sounds like a Gemara that the conclusion of the Gemara that safsal is safek. So what are we doing lemaise? It sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah that he's not makel for that. Because he said at the end of the Biur Halacha, v'chen benichal gabe safsal, v'adatu l'achzir. So if you have safsal, that it's a safek, and I have a datu l'achzir, it's fine. But if you don't have in mind to be machzir, it's not going to help you. But the Chazonish, in Lamed Zayin Yud Bet, he says that you can be makel b'shat ha-tzorech, even al gabe safsal, afilu ben datu l'achzir, b'tziruf dat ha-ran. The opinion of the Ran that you just mentioned, that there is no dinei chazara, after Shabbat start, you can combine that shita with the shita of... the Truma and the other Rambam, other lenient opinions. So Lemaise, it's a big kula if somebody wants to put back the pot when they didn't have in mind to put it back. But there is a need, so we can rely on the fact that Shita of the Ran and the Rambam and the Meikel opinion. Interesting stuff.
As long as they have an
end on it. No, you don't. But the Eved, you don't. The Chatchila, you should. But it's a big kula. It's usually the Chazonish is machmer. So it's a Baruch Hashem. Again, meaning the Mishnah Berurah sounds like you. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like you. So he's arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. But I'm just mentioning that there is somebody to rely on in these cases. And lechatchila for sure. It depends how much pain it's going to cause if you're not going to return it. It's like you should be shokel all the time. What is the schar mitzvah keneged hefsedah? I mean, so if interesting question in the Rabbi Akiva, what if somebody who is not owning the like a guest or somebody else, can he be oyster b'maise? So he's mechalek between a maise and only machshava. For machshava, it's not. En adam oser davar sheno shlo. But if he put it on the karka, then it is oser. Interesting concept. You can look in the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, what is the level of the heat that we need by chazara? That
how does it relate to if a guy does it? People sometimes have a guy in the kitchen and the guy takes it off. Do we care what the das of a guy is? Do we care about other biyad over a guy? I mean, how does that work?
It's a good question, because even the Rabbi Akiva discussed the case when the person have in mind, he have dat, we consider his dat, so then when you have not to be machzir, then the question, but goy maybe is not considered that he have dat for Dinei Shabbat at all, and then it's like it fell. So machloket achronim, what happened if the pot fell? Is it considered like hefsek for the Shia? It might be dependent on that machloket achronim. It's a good question.
You're goring that, it fall.
What?
Falling is one thing. Here you're actually goring that, it would be
I'm saying, if I will consider him like he doesn't have that,
so then but it's, if something falls because I kind of push
no,
it.
Fell by itself. If I consider the goring not to have that for this purpose,
well, that means then.
So then, but it's a good question. I'm not sure. Now, what's the level of the heat that we need? So this is more topic that has to do with Shin Yud Chet, Dinei Bishul. I'm not going to speak a lot about it.
Just the Shita in the Beis Yosef talked about, I think, that if someone else took it off, you can't put it back. If someone else,
that's the Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eger.
So why wouldn't it be the same thing?
If somebody else
takes it off,
yeah, but he
even though someone else can't do an Isser for you, you can't put it on.
That's because for that, we don't care about his dad, but for Maisa, we care about Maisa. So if you put it on the floor, you're done.
Right. So why wouldn't the same thing happen if a guy took it off? What's the difference between a guy
off? He was asking maybe the Maisa of a... You're saying that Maisa miman afshach Maisa of a guy, but...
Right.
If guy is not betorah dad, so maybe his Maisa is less... It's like nafal me'elav. That's the question. I'm not sure. You might be right. You might be right. I don't want to be kovea. I'm not sure. A few points. When we discuss how hot the pot should be, the Bet Yosef brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. This is Dalet. I'm started Dalet, page 12. They emphasize, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, B'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, Dekol sherubo rotev, U'mitztamek v'yafelo v'utzonen, K'shechziro al gabe kira v'mitztamek, Hav v'mevashel gamur. This Rabbeinu Yerucham is a very important Rabbeinu Yerucham that all of you should know by heart, because it has a lot of details in it that each word that he says here, like a discussion in Shin Yud Chet. First of all, Rubo Rotev. Rubo Rotev sounds like the definition of the pot defined by Rov. If the Rov is liquid, it's considered liquid. If the Mi'ut is liquid, it's considered Davar Yavesh. It's a dikduk that some Achorim does. We're going to discuss that in Shin Yud Chet. Don't take it literally lemaise, but I'm just raising the question. Vemitztamek v'yafelo. It sounds like there is a need for mitztamek v'yafelo for Dinei Bishul. It's a very difficult thing. Why would mitztamek v'yafelo care, would matter for us for Dinei Bishul? Dinei Chazara, maybe, but not Dinei Bishul. V'hu tzonen, k'shechzeru al gabe kira u'mitztamek, av v'mevashel gamur. So it sounds like for Dinei, the purpose of Isur Bishul, you need the, if it's liquid, you need it to be hot. If it's not hot, you're going to be over mevashel achre mevashel. Yesh bishul achre bishul belach. That's what we mentioned in the Shiur Pticha, that Yesh Bishul Achre Bishul Belach, according to the Rosh. So if it's not hot anymore, there is Bishul Achre Bishul Belach. The Mishnah, the Gemah here is Mekel, even if it's not hot legamre, based on what he holds in Shin Yud Chet. This is a hold to do in Shin Yud Chet. What exactly is the Gemah hold? Mima Nafshach, if you hold the Yesh Bishul Achre Bishul Belach, so even if it's not Roteach, it's considered Bishul. Why would I care about Lo Nitztanen Legamre? It's halachically it's cold, so why would I care about lo nitztanen legamre? Halachically it's cold, so it's going to be considered yesh bishul achre bishul belach. So many achronim explain there that the definition of the Rema is that he hold basic din, he hold like en bishul achre bishul belach. He just want to be choishesh that people are not going to be makel, so he said just have some heat in it, so it's not going to be look like your mom is cooking, but basic approach of the Rama is that en bishul achre bishul belach. That's the way to understand this Rama here.
What about by Yavesh?
Yavesh,
according to the Ran, you should be able to, there shouldn't be any need for heat.
Yeah, but you just need the Dine Chazara, right?
No, you don't even need Dine Chazara.
You need Dine
Chazara. You need to be on before Shabbos.
There is Isur Netina Lechatchila.
No, I'm saying if it's cold
and it was not on the...
No, if it was on the fire when the Shabbos started.
So then you just need Dine Chazara.
What do I need, according to the Ran? According to the Ran.
According to everyone.
I don't know, that's not what it says here.
What?
That's what the Ran is saying?
What do you mean?
It sounds like according to the Ran that he's saying that there's an issue of not having something when Shabbos started.
What Ran are you talking about?
That's right. One of the part of the Rishalmi.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about this one. This one is a bit cooler.
No, I understand. I'm saying if you combine the two, if you're saying it's saying, okay, if saying
so you can combine.
If you have Yavesh and you if you, according to the Ramo who quotes the second sheet where he quotes the Ran, Lakula, right?
Right.
So
according to that, you don't have any problem b'Shabbat Atzma to do Chazara. You don't need Dine Chazara.
You don't need Dine Chazara, but the Mishnah Berurah thought.
The Gemara he said some people have that minhag and they have somebody to rely on. So, but you shouldn't be reliant when it's nitzan and legamra, because then you have a problem of bishul.
But you won't have that. But you won't have that problem when it comes
right,
to
right.
When it comes to the yavesh, there's no
right.
problem bishul.
According to the Ran, right, but not according to the lechatchila din. Lechatchila din, we should be machmir, not like this one. It's just like a minhag to be make like the Ran, but it's not the basic din. The Gemara agree the lemais. That you should be machmir lechatchila, not like this one. Now, if anyone wants to leave, can leave. I'm gonna add like at least 5 minutes because this is a very. I'm gonna do it very fast. Din tocha v'gaba, the din in lamedchet. I'm gonna do hey and vav together. The din chazara should be only al gaba. That's the gemara in lamedzayin amud alef. Rabbi Chelvo, lo shanu ela al gaba, v'lo letocha. So din chazara, even when it's garuf v'katum, you're not allowed to do chazara letocha of the kira. Now, what exactly does it mean tocha? What is the definition of tocha? And it's a big nafkamina these days. If an oven is considered garuf v'katum, assuming the Shabbos mode or covering the knobs or something that's going to make it garuf v'katum, is that going to be considered tocha? It's a huge nafkamina. If there is an extra chashash chitui or extra chashash michzike mevashel for dine chazara, that anything that has shem tocha, you're not allowed to do chazarain, so we're not going to be able to do chazara in an ovens or anything that has walls, l'chora. So this is a huge to-do. It's a big big discussion in the Achronim. I will just add a few like very short things because I can't say all what I want to say, but the Magen Avraham have two kulot that the Mishnah Berurah quote lemaise. The first kula that the Magen Avraham says based on the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef medakdek in Rashi, the din tocha is only when it touches the floor of the kira. So that's the first kula. The second kula is when the Shilte Giborim, the Mishnah Berurah brings it also, din tocha v'gaba being said only when you have tocha v'gaba. When you have a hidden element that has a place inside and a place on top, so then you have a place that you cook in a higher level of heat and a lower level of heat. So if you have the choice and you pick the higher level, then it's a strong michzike mevashel, it's a strong chashash chitui. But if you have something that doesn't have toch and you cook there all the week, so then there is no din tocha and din gaba. He said
what about our ovens that have racks in them? So you have that which is...
It's going to be good for the Magen Avraham that it's not on the karka. It's not considered on karka.
Right, but I'm saying according to that second opinion.
So, din tocha v'gaba, according to the Shilte Giborim, there is two understandings in the Achroinim. The Shevet Alevi, Chelek Gimel Siman Memchet, he holds like what I said, that the pshat in the Shilte Giborim is like I said, that when you have two options of cooking and you pick the higher one, then there is a chashash chidur. But if you don't have two options, then it's mutter. And that's why I said, Bezman Hazeh, it's going to be mutter chazara, if it's garuf v'katum, even betanur. And the Rabbi Shlomo Yoshiv and some other poiskim, sounds like Rabbi Moshe also hold like this, that it has din tocha. The tanur has din tocha, and the Shilta Giborim is not relevant, because they understood in the Shilta Giborim that anything that has din toch, there is a gzera on it. So anything that has walls, you're not allowed to do chazarayin, even if it's garuf v'katum. We don't care about that. The fact that it has like walls, it's a forbidden place to do chazarayin. And if you want to look more in depth, highly recommended. There is a lot here, but that's the bottom line of it. That there is room to be makel, but I'm not going to be koveh. I discussed it with Rav Willig. He doesn't like the opinion that armati chazara. He holds like the Rav Yoshiv that anything that has toch is aser. Should do whatever your local rabbi passed him to you. Rabbi Neuberger sounds like he want to be more makel, but he was like more. I still need to speak with him more. In like, I didn't have enough time to. You see, I don't even have time when I have an hour. So when I have 15 minutes, all the more stuff. So that's for today. And please, there's a lot more here. So I tried to keep it simple, to follow the basics, and I didn't have any time left for more things. So that's for today.
That is your talk, that he says. That is your talk forever.